Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Bodation.
Let's go. Good news season, baby.
We made it.
Yeah.
We made it.
Yeah, we did.
What a weekend.
Actually, we're back in the home of the golf balls.
We are, where it all started. We use that container right there,
there
bro.
There it is, yeah. Legendary container.
Oh, it's DMVR Buffs Prime Time. We're presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. Yeah, what a weekend. We had Chidoze here on Friday, so we didn't even cover stuff on Friday. We've got a lot to get to today.
All right, let's dive right in because I got a flight to catch.
All right. Did we have a hard out, by the way? Probably should have asked this before we went live. But
I would call our hard out 12:30.
Okay. Coach Prime netted three commitments over the weekend. A fourth, if you consider Fridays. Charlie Williams, the tight end from UNLV.
Scholarship commitment, by the way.
I'd imagine so,
okay.
But I don't know yet. But three commitments, former Pitt edge rusher Deion Hayes, former Texas offensive tackle Peyton Kirkland, and former Ohio defensive lineman Rayan Buell.
So I was looking at that, by the way. Do you think that's just a really fancy way to spell Ryan? Or do you think it's Rayan?
See, why did you even do this to me?
You know, it's funny because I looked at it as Rayan the entire time, and then these are the things that just like cross my mind. I'm just like laying in bed this morning and I was like, is that just a fancy way to spell Ryan? And should I change my spelling to that?
Yeah, try it.
Okay.
See if you become more marketable. Where do you want to start? Which one of these? I think all three are pretty impactful, honestly.
Yeah. Let's go with Dehay.
Dehay.
This is a graduate transfer coming in from Pitt.
Last year, 2023, was his fourth year in college. 45 total tackles, 10.5 TFLs, 4 sacks, 4 passes defense, 1 forced fumble, 6'3", 260. This is a complete edge rusher, basically. Plenty of college experience, can do it all, gets to the quarterback, creates havoc in the backfield, and he gets to team up with his former teammate in Samuel Okunlola.
My mic good now? Okay, cool. See, and then they say, why do you complain about Studio B? There's always something. Anyways.
You don't want to start this?
I don't.
You said you don't complain about Studio B.
I didn't. Still have it. Okay. What was your question again? Everyone's saying my mic was off. It was very distracting.
This is a complete edge rusher. He gets to team up with his former teammate, Samuel Okunlola.
Yeah.
We're basically at least 4 or 5, maybe even 6 deep at edge now.
Yeah, this is a big one, and this dude is the truth. Another one that just comes in with proven, like, production.
Mm-hmm.
Gone out there and done it. And Jake, I would be lying if I said I wasn't so petty to have my favorite part about this be that Pat Narduzzi was running his little rat mouth, and now it came back to bite him.
Yeah. Coach Prime didn't say anything specifically, but he retweeted a video of Cat Williams. What's Cat saying? Shut up, bitch, in the clip, something like that.
Shouldn't have been talking that all that
shouldn't
shit.
Shouldn't have been all that shit, yeah. Coach Prime he hasn't like gone out and straight up like stood on business yet, but he is pulling out some receipts, he's clapping back. He's
waiting for his time.
Yes, he is.
He's waiting.
He's biding his time.
Definitely. He knows the moment will come eventually, and I don't want to say anything quite yet, but there's a chance that that moment will be very obvious when it happens.
He said he was going to go live on IG today.
Okay.
So
he said he wanted to go live. I was actually thinking like, oh, does he just want to jump on the show again? Like, yeah, he sent you a link. We should actually just DM Coach Prime a link right now. Just see if he clicks in.
For sure. Definitely. Next guy. Let's go to the offensive side of the football here. Former Texas offensive lineman, Peyton Kirkland. This kid is absolutely massive, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a second-year player, was a 2023 four-star recruit. His Texas page has already been deleted.
Some of those schools get it down with the quickness.
It's so – and CU's picked it up too recently.
Why?
I don't know.
They don't – like, someone put work into that bio. Just take it off the front end of the site, you know? But let it still archive so that people can just, like, go in and read the bio.
That's the most frustrating part is losing those bios.
I know.
But Peyton Kirkland, I think the last I saw was, like, 6'7", 375.
Yeah, it sounds like he's down a little bit from when he came out of high school, which is nice. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't mind someone being Kirkland-sized, if you will. but... You know, we saw, what was the guy's name? The kid, I think he ended up going to Oregon. He was going to flip.
Oh, Jaquan McCroy.
Yeah, too big. Too big to go right away. Mm-hmm. Got to come in and get in the strength and conditioning program because you got to be able to move a lot when you get here. And you got to be able to do it over and over and over and over and over again because you're going to be trying to block guys like Deion Hayes and Sammy Sachs all day.
Yep.
So the... I love, that was one of my favorite things that he comes in last year. He's still got 4 years of eligibility as he's done 1 year now in a college strength and conditioning program. Let Coach Mo get his hands on him and, you know, let's go to work. But he's gifted, certainly huge. And you saw Jordan Seaton also with a nod. I wonder if Jordan Seaton helped recruit. Would that make us an unserious program?
Probably.
Damn.
It's over. That sorry, sucks. Guys.
Sucks. RIP. It's all done.
Yep. It's fun while it lasted. Rayon Buell, or Ryan, depending on how you want to pronounce it, has committed to Colorado as well. And I kind of love this commit already. This is a kid who started at the JUCO ranks at Northwest Mississippi Community College, made first team.
NWMCC. Northwest Mississippi
Community College. Yes, yes.
It's a lot of letters to get all the way down to CU.
It is a lot, but he made it happen. He's FBS and CU now, officially. But that's what I love about this kid. It's just a constant progression. You know this guy is going to come in here and work. A lot of talk about transfers and work ethic these days.
Yep.
I have no concern about this guy and what he's going to be able to do. Ended up going to Ohio. Didn't do too much his first year in 2022. And then kind of just blew up last year. 27 total tackles, 12 TFLs, 4.5 sacks. He is listed at 6'3", 277. He's from New York. Another guy, I mean, we're at defensive tackle now. We're probably at least 4 or 5 deep as well.
Yeah, and he's a little bit of a different style than some of the other defensive tackles they've brought in here, which I like to see. I've said it a million times recently, but like you are going to rotate defensive tackles. You are going to play a bunch of them, and you'll get anyone out there who can make plays for you. 12 and a half, is that what it was, tackles for loss last year?
Yeah.
That is that is not something to be scoffed at.
Yep.
12 and a half tackles for loss is very serious. I saw someone trying to kind of like, only 4 sacks, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, you want to know how much that guy's living in the backfield. Obviously, the sacks are the sexiest stat.
Right.
But if you're making tackles behind the line of scrimmage, shoot. It's hard to remember too many times where CU defensive linemen were doing that in the run game last year anyway. So this is this guy, he's got a little something about him.
I like him already.
And he got the 4-star crown from 247, which actually shocks me. Just because like he's not coming from a big program. He went to CU, which we all have our theories about that. And it just shows me that someone actually had to like turn on the tape and watch him before they came up with that ranking because his stats aren't mind blowing,
right? Yeah. But 6'3", 277, this is, as you mentioned, like a different body type than Chidoze, than TC, than Anquan Barnes up the middle. I think this guy could play a lot more, not necessarily on the edge, but you know, kind of shadowing one of those big guys who are going to be playing smack dab in the middle. And you said it. I mean, 4.5 sacks, but you're a defensive lineman. Your job is to create mayhem, clog up gaps, and get into the backfield.
Yep.
That's what he does. So there's 3 of them. Also, we didn't talk about him on Friday, but Charlie Williams, the former UNLV tight end, went to IMG Academy from Aspen, Colorado, sign me up.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if, obviously, Coach Prime's going to take dogs wherever he can find them. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's like a 70% of CU's high school commitments start coming from IMG.
Yeah.
Because it's really the only place where you're being prepared to play college football.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're seeing so many great players go there. But now you have Jordan Seaton in the building. You have George Hegeman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are kind of built to set up the perfect IMG pipeline. Obviously, this is a transfer, not a direct player out of IMG. But I think there might be something very serious to the IMG connection.
Definitely. There's a good group of high schools that you could build a strong pipeline to, and you're going to just keep getting better and better by tapping into those high schools. IMG is definitely one of those.
Gift that keeps giving type of stuff.
Yes, exactly. Also the Florida connections. So we'll see. We did have an IMG kid on campus too, Major Preston. We'll get to him. But that's it for right now. Just three of them. Do you think we get a commitment live on this show today?
11:30.
Alexis Ellis did tweet out eyeballs not too long ago.
If you've been counting eyeball emojis,
yeah,
you're expecting a lot more news to come out.
They only had 6 transfer visitors this weekend. So,
well, they only have 3 commitments.
Yeah.
And then there's other rumblings out there about other players, maybe some that haven't even entered the portal yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm going to say yes. Before the end of the show, there will be one more commitment that comes down.
All right.
I'm really tempted to read this news, but you told me not to.
If you want to
it'll come up in the comments.
We have dead air right here. We could go to break or we can hit this. Whatever you want
to
do,
Let's go to break.
All right. Who are we shouting out today? Shout out Toyota. Tell everyone about your wonderful Toyota first.
Man, I love my Toyota, man. It's the best car I've ever driven, hands down. It's not even close. I've always had an SUV. I've always had a mid-size SUV. I think that's what they're calling those these days. And I've had multiple from American car companies, and I have my Toyota, and my Toyota is just exponentially better. It's not even close. It's quieter. It's smoother. The features are better. It's more reliable. I have never been on the side of the road waiting for AAA to come save me in my Toyota, and I'd like to keep it that way. So I will be driving Toyotas for the rest of my life. Toyota is the absolute GOAT.
They are the GOATs. Visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe and Centennial, Carwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East and Aurora, Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Toyota is a proud partner of CU Athletics and the official vehicle of DNBR. Also, shout out to Bet365. It was a fun weekend of Colorado sports. The Avs game was kind of a shit show.
It was a crazy game, to be honest.
The first period was wild.
Yeah, and the third.
And I won some money, thanks to our friends over at Bet365. Hell yeah. I hit an SGP on the Nuggets on Saturday.
I was one Jokic assist away.
Damn.
I know.
I needed that one Jokic 3. It happened with, 3 minutes left? That was electric. And if the Avs would have won yesterday, I would have won another SGP.
Dang. Me too, actually.
But head on over to Bet365. They've got their early money line payouts. It's 20 in the NBA, 5 in MLB. I don't remember what the NHL one is, but they've got them for all the sports, so go check them out. I think we're doing something pretty cool with Bet365 here. I need to pull it up, actually.
Get it right.
I am going to get it right. We're launching a new 6-week giveaway for Bet365. Each week, if you participate, you're eligible to win bigger and bigger prizes. And if you've participated in each week, you're eligible to win a massive prize. Join us to win DNVR merch this week. And if you keep playing along, you could hop on a podcast or go to an open practice with one of us. Think how cool it would be to go to a morning skate with Eric LaCroix or training camp with Todd Davis. All you have to do, new user sign up over at Bet365. Join the Bet365 community. Use the promo code DNVR365. Deposit a minimum of $10 And then take a screenshot of your active Bet365 account and your minimum $10 deposit. Send it to promo@thedmvr.com. Head to thedmvr.com/bet365 for more information. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Shout out Bet365, the GOATs.
That's huge.
Yeah, pretty cool.
All right, what's next?
What's next is what's next. The guys who visited, who we have yet to hear from. The recruits who visited this weekend, which there were a handful.
Yep.
And then the portal entries from this weekend, only two, but two young guys.
Mm-hmm.
One a little surprising.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the visits. So we just read off the three commitments the last segment. We also had Ohio State running back Dallin Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
We had Charlotte linebacker Nakai Hill-Green and Tennessee linebacker Elijah Herring in town. What do you think?
I think that when all is said and done, they will have batted 100% on visits this weekend.
Not surprising.
On getting commitments. And that's got to make you feel amazing if it ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about the running back position that gets everyone so riled up. But Dallin Hayden is a need at this point, in my opinion. And this is coming from self-proclaimed number one Dylan Edwards guy. He brings a different type of style to the game. Honestly, obviously closer to Michael Welch than he would be to Dylan Edwards, but I think he's kind of like a nice in between.
Yeah.
I'm excited about what he could bring to the table. Obviously, the experience at Ohio State, even though it was limited, is still really great to have. And a guy who, one of the things I like to look at when transfers are coming over is what did the other people feel about him? Sorry, what did the other fan base feel about him?
Yes.
Unfortunately, the one I would point to is DJ Lundy, because people like loved him at Florida State. So then I was like, okay, well, if they're sad that they're losing him, that makes me happy that we're getting him. It's not the only thing, but it's a good place to start. Obviously, they were able to get him back. But Ohio State fans did not want to lose Dallin Hayden.
Mm-hmm. They were on multiple social media platforms. I saw bummed Ohio State fans about this. All of them wishing him well. Sounds like a guy who was just really loved at that community.
Yeah. Are you saying Ohio State fans are a classy bunch?
No. No. They can be somewhat reasonable at times, though.
Wow, we're like peacemaking here.
No, we're not.
This is unbelievable.
Definitely not.
Wow, I feel like I'm at the...
Please.
What is that called? The something summit?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't either.
All right, well, never mind.
But yeah, I'm not making peace with Ohio State fans.
Okay. So yeah, big fan of his. Really hope we get him.
Two linebackers also visited. Nakai Hill-Green, former Michigan and Charlotte linebackers, played his first 2 years of his career at Michigan, entered the portal last year, went to Charlotte, had a great season.
Do you think Michigan fans wished him well on his way out?
I don't know. But, I mean, Michigan's about to have like 20 players drafted this week.
Yep.
So it wouldn't surprise me if Junior Colson's in there.
Yeah.
There's lots of linebackers that they have. Okay. But he had a great season last year at Charlotte. Seems like he's ready to jump back up to the Power Four. And then Tennessee linebacker Elijah Herring, we talked about him a lot last week, was their leading tackler last year. We'll see.
Yeah, he was my number one want for this weekend. Been a little quiet around him, but I've still heard good things from behind the scenes.
Yep. Nakai Hill-Green someone posted a picture of him like taking photos in uniform.
Yeah.
At his visit, he tweeted out, you know, like, "See you fans blow me up on social," stuff like that. Yep. So
he said, "If you want me to come, go follow my Instagram." So if you're into taking those sort of orders, go follow Nakai Hill-Green on Instagram.
Yep. So stay tuned. We'll see. Maybe we get lucky during this show today. Some recruits who are in town, though, some pretty impactful ones. I already mentioned Major Preston, another guy, IMG, 2025 cornerback. He is now, I can't remember if I told you this. He's now rated a 3-star. He didn't have any stars before, and top 500 player now.
Wow.
454.
We said it right here in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Rank that man.
Yep.
They did it. Major Preston is legit.
Yes. Christian Thatcher, 2025 four-star linebacker, also visited. He's the 312th overall player. He does have a USC crystal ball prediction, and he's from Las Vegas. I don't know if you saw the video that was made for him, but he had a production put together for his like visit.
For his visit?
Yeah.
We're doing visit videos?
It was seriously like a minute long. It had like the, you know, see you Louis like style and stuff.
Damn.
Like it went hard. Yeah.
That's gas. I just gotta say, that man looks like a linebacker and has such a great linebacker name.
He does.
Like, it's pretty hard to just have that flow coming out of the back of the helmet,
yeah,
be named Christian Thatcher, have that like square jaw, and not be good at football. That's my analysis.
I love it. How about this analysis? We also had the top defensive lineman in the 2025 recruiting class. A top five player overall in this class, and Elijah Griffin was here. He does have a Georgia crystal ball, but he was at the Champion Center. I mean, this is five star. This is exactly what you want. This is like the Jordan Seaton of the defensive line.
I mean, you took the words out of my mouth. If Coach Prime, you know, goes from getting the number one corner in the class, which obviously he did with Travis, and then he did it again.
Yep.
And then he starts going into getting the number one trench players in the class. Obviously, we know that he's never going to be a quantity over quality, mm-hmm, when it comes to recruiting high school. I think it'll slowly ramp up year over year. But it would send a message to go from Travis Hunter to Jordan Seaton to Elijah Griffin.
Mm-hmm. And then this one came through today when I was walking into the office. 2025 four-star running back Byron Lewis is going to spend 5 days in Boulder starting on, I believe, Wednesday.
You sure it's not Byron Louie?
It could be.
That's what I'm calling him, because he's Louie luggage for sure. 5 days in Boulder.
Yeah, he's coming here Wednesday, doesn't leave till Sunday. He's getting the full.
My man's just going on vacation.
Yeah.
I respect the hell out of it.
Steve Wiltfong did also file an on-3 prediction for him to go to Florida State also.
Yeah.
When this news came out.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting that those things happened like simultaneously.
Yes. But he is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida at American Heritage High School, 5'11", 200. They're trying to get a running back, and they're trying to build this room up for the future too, it feels like. They're paying a lot more attention to this room now.
Yep.
Those are all the visits that happened and some that will happen in Byron Lewis. I'll put out an article later this week for everyone who's coming through this weekend. Portal entries. Probably the most surprising one is a guy who just got here in January, Eric Brantley Jr.
I don't even know what to say. We hardly knew ye.
Yeah.
What a weird thing, because all we did was praise Eric Brantley for being drama free. And honestly, I'm still with it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's no drama around
him. I mean, like, he committed, never said anything ever again, showed up on campus. We're like, cool, welcome. That was sick.
Yep.
And then just left without saying anything. And it was like, all right, see ya, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Wish him well. A weird, whatever the opposite of a saga is what this was.
Yes.
It just happened.
Yep. It was a moment in time.
Yep. Yep. kind of a bummer just because we obviously had high hopes for him.
What,
7A defensive player of the year in Georgia? I mean, he's definitely a football player.
I don't know if it was 7A, but yeah, he was some level defensive player of the year.
Yeah. So that one is definitely a surprise. But we just got done talking about how much depth they have at that position.
Right. They just added another edge.
Yeah.
And more defensive linemen are going to be visiting. The TCU kid's going to visit for the spring game. Dominic Williams, whatever.
He's what now?
Hey, I said Dominic.
I think it's,
get me right.
Let's just go with Dominic.
Adam Hopkins also entered the portal. Last year, we said one of these kids is going to pop. It happened to be Omari Miller. Adam Hopkins hits the portal. He switched sides of the ball in the lead up to last year, playing more defense. Got in some special teams work during the season, but it just didn't work out for whatever reason.
To me, this is just standard college football 2024. A guy comes in, he's obviously talented. You're excited mm-hmm. about him. He doesn't necessarily work his way up to the depth chart at the original position you brought him in. You say, hey, let's try and give this guy another chance. You move him to another position. Still didn't look like he was necessarily going to, you know, crack the lineup quite yet. He did play a little bit at the end of last season, but this is one of those ones where I don't think it's anyone's fault. It's just like there might be a better opportunity for him somewhere else if playing quickly is a priority for him. And I think honestly one of the reasons why he came to see you in the first place is because he believed there was a path to quick playing time, and it just didn't pan out that way. So, yeah, I mean, this to me is like what most transfers look like.
Yeah, I mean, he changed positions last year, and I think he saw the writing on the wall with Zay and all these other guys coming in, going into fall camp. That's around the time that he changed positions, was right before the season. He probably knew he wasn't going to get on the field at wide receiver. Goes through, you know, the beginning stuff of this offseason, sees DJ McKinney, Preston Hodge, Carter Stoutmeyer, Omari and Cooper switch positions, and all these other guys getting buzz at corner, which is the position he switched to. And he's like, well, now what do I do here? And then all these other wide receivers are coming in. I think he just got shuffled out of the rotation and just realized that his opportunity wasn't going to be here, which is fine.
At least not now. And that's the hardest thing about college football in 2024 is like, it's just people don't really know. I don't know. How do you hang on to a guy that's in practice and knows the opportunities that he's getting.
Mm-hmm.
You either have to essentially fake it and give them those opportunities, even if you don't think they deserve it, to try and keep them around, or just let guys, you know, do what they must. But we're going to talk about it a lot. It is a constant battle. And a lot of guys, they might not even believe if you're telling them, hey, your opportunity will come next year.
Right. We're on the portal. Did you want to touch on it?
Sure.
Go in.
Obviously, there was the video that dropped this weekend with Cormani McClain, and I think it's just a bad way to do it, in my opinion.
You go ahead, and then I'll go.
Okay, so the video came out, and you've got Cormani saying, and I must say, I'm going to try and do this without, like, I don't want to drag anyone or take any shots.
I know, yeah.
But even his delivery, he doesn't sound like he actually believes what he's saying. And so then, well, you have the contrast, right? You have Coach Prime on our during our interview saying he wishes the best for him. He's praying for him. He hopes someone can, you know, find the way to hold him accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Cormani unconfidently saying he wants to play for a real program and doesn't want to play for clicks. And then you have a report, I want to say from On3, coming out saying that there were teams that didn't like the way things ended at Colorado for Cormani McClain.
Yeah, Josh Newberg posted two videos today on Cormani and basically what happened this weekend.
Yeah, and so to me, you'll always be better off leaving with grace.
Yes.
And it's so hard, whether you're like leaving a relationship and you had a breakup,
mm-hmm.
And you're like, and people are asking you about it, and you're just like, oh yeah, like it just didn't work out for us, but like I wish them the best. It'll always look better than being like that crazy, you know, whatever.
Yes.
Or you're leaving a company,
mm-hmm.
and you might be mad about the way you were let go, but it'll always look better on you to just say, hey, this didn't work out for me, but I appreciate the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Prime is maybe the most well-connected person in football. And you're so much more well-served to try and keep the bridge between you and him built. And then you are to try and burn it. So this kind of just goes back to, I think, what's been the problem with Cormani all along, which is just maturity. But I don't think that that video will have the effect that he wanted to, other than I guess it got a lot of clicks, but I thought that's what he didn't want.
Yeah. I mean, you pretty much said it there, but just look at the interest that he's, or lack of interest that he's gathering at this point. I think that he's managed to tank his stock pretty dramatically since this time last year, even, or even 16 months ago, which is crazy because he was like a top 10 player. Like everyone was trying to court him then. Now it's just kind of G5 and, you know, UCF might be in there, but it's like these local schools and lower level schools who are willing to take a shot. Memphis is mentioned in there. It's just a shame to see the kid kind of self-sabotage himself in this way.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe a bigger school will come out of nowhere or whatever. But right now it's, what was it? UCF, Memphis, USF?
I think so, yep.
So it's obviously a step down. But even with all of that, I still just wish him the best. I hope that for a young man, it clicks for him how to conduct himself and how to carry himself at the college level, because that's, you know, that's, I think everyone should be rooting for that. So it just didn't work. But I do think that there's got to be something. There's going to be coaches like Pat Narduzzi who are just Coach Prime haters who probably think like, oh, this guy didn't know what to do with Cormani McClain.
Right.
I think the large majority of people out there in the college football business are thinking, man, if Coach Prime couldn't get through to him, how could I?
Exactly. It's exactly, I think, the situation. Hopefully last time we talk about this situation on the show.
Did he not say, so Sparky Buff said, doesn't want to play for clicks. I doubt those were his words. Is that not exactly what he said?
That's what he said in the video. Yes. Yeah, I'm done with this whole thing, honestly.
I'm fine if this is the last time we talk
about Yes. All right. Let's take a quick break. And then we had a scrimmage Saturday. We haven't even mentioned a word about. We have Juju stuff that we got to get to. Juju Lewis. A lot more, too. Shout out to our friends over at Coors Light. It was a great Coors Light weekend. Again, it could have gone better for the Avs, but it was just fun having playoff basketball, playoff hockey on.
I had so much fun at the bar on, what was that, Friday night?
The Nuggets game was electric.
I had so much fun.
It was amazing. Everyone was knocking back some Coors Lights, hanging out. It was a great time. Come hang out with us. We got Coors Light on draft. We got it in bottles. Coors Light's just a goat. Make the most out of the time you choose to chill. Choose Coors Light. You get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DMVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. It is pretty much patio season this week, I think.
Also, dude, it is beautiful out today.
Also, early weather update for Saturday, and we are looking... Okay, we're back down to rain now.
Dang.
It was good this weekend, but now it says rain again.
All right, well... There's an old saying in Colorado, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
Sure.
I don't trust the forecast until about 12 hours out.
Fair enough.
Also, a shout out to our friends over at Circle K. One thing you can trust is that you can get a free any size polar prop from Colorado Circle K's by texting DNVR to 31310. That's DNVR to number 31310. Message and data rates may apply. Periodic recurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. Sign up with the QR code on the screen. It's right there. Or visit www.CircleK.com/inner-circle for more information. That's Circle K. You guys know the vibes. We just lost the convenience store right across the street from us. I'm crossing my fingers that they put a Circle K
there. We've lost two convenience stores in our vicinity.
It's quite inconvenient.
It really is. So Circle K, we need your help, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, let's get to the scrimmage here. Again, this team just watching them fly around, this is a football team. This is a legit football team that is going to give people who aren't ready and prepared to face them some problems, especially at quarterback. If they do not prepare for Shador Sanders, he is going to dice you up into a thousand pieces.
The prepare? Throws, it doesn't matter what you do.
The throws he was making just from the well-off clips, I mean, the guy is just hitting the tightest windows, just whizzing it right past the ear hole of defenders that have their back turned. Like, he is just all over the field, too, deep. He had this sick, like, Jimmy's, like, running an out, and Shador's rolling out to his right.
Yep, I saw this
And,
one.
Like, you see Shador point downfield, but Jimmy turns to go upfield before Shador even points. Like, he's in complete mind meld with these receivers right yep. now. They're yep. going to be so hard to stop.
You said a word or a phrase there that was my biggest takeaway. You said he's whizzing it by the ear holes of defenders. And the reason why is there he added arm strength.
Oh, okay. Yep. I love this.
Yep. He added arm strength. It's maybe the one thing that NFL people were saying, oh, well, we got to see kind of if his arm develops a little bit. And I always thought his arm was already plus. Mm-hmm. But now it's like he kind of has a cannon. And that's a whole, like, I don't know. If it was Madden, I would say he went from, like, 94 throw power to 96. And you can see now the way that that ball is just flying off of his hand. And I feel like he found a couple extra miles per hour on his fastball, which is a scary thought for the guy who is already the most accurate passer, in my opinion, when it comes to tight window throws and things of that nature in college football. So, it's scary season.
Oh yeah,
for Shador, because the man just keeps getting better.
And then a few of those deep throws too. I think he's gotten, this might just be to your arm strength point, but I think he's gotten a lot better at placing the ball further downfield. You know, he kind of has this like this high arc with his throws, and sometimes it kind of dies a little towards the end, especially on deep balls. But the throw to Jimmy, I mean, Jimmy's like extending out for it. He had this drop in the bucket to Omarion down the left sideline that was like 45 yards down the field. The guy's just absolutely locked in right now.
Yeah. I mean, just think about that though, Jake. Last year, Shador threw 27 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. We watched him a little bit in the spring and we're like, wow, this guy's good. And yeah. I was also comparing him to like Drew Carter.
Right.
And what was the guy who went to Arkansas State?
JT Shrout.
Like, that was my point of reference. And I was like, oh man, this guy's a huge upgrade. But remember, 1 year ago, people were still doubting whether or not Shador Sanders could make the leap from FCS football to FBS football. Yeah, like, that's crazy. Where we were. So, like, you and me were kind of like pulling our hair out, being like, what are you guys talking about? This guy can definitely play at this level.
Yeah.
But we were not anywhere near where we are now, which is like, oh, this guy's definitely the best quarterback in college football this year. That's how I feel.
Definitely.
And it's just crazy to think how far along we are. And you're talking about, you know, how in sync he is with his wide receivers. People don't think about this stuff when they're, you know, criticizing what happened last year. Is like, last year at this time, Shador didn't even have his number one wide receiver on campus.
Yeah.
And that might also be true right now, but it's like he hadn't even worked with some of these guys yet. They're just getting to know each other. They're just, you know, shaking hands. And then he went out and did what he did, and obviously the team success didn't follow. But I think a lot of people purposefully lose sight of these things, but certainly don't want to go back and think about the position that he was in last year versus where he is now.
Yeah.
This is a totally different thing. I feel like it wasn't until midway through fall camp where Shador like truly hit his stride.
Yeah.
And now it's like he's just perpetually in stride.
Yep. No, that's spot on. I think it was like halfway through camp where, you know, Neely was like, back and forth. And it's like Shador's locked in. Coach Brewster comes out on the podium, goes, we have an elite level quarterback. Yeah. That's like when it started, and it really hasn't stopped since then.
Well, and remember when Neely was like, Shador's happy now.
Yeah.
And that's a really good sign for everyone. And like, I feel like ever since then, it's been a whole different Shador. But like right now, I feel like he's unlocked a new level.
Yep. A few more takeaways I have. Dylan is really getting out there in space in the receiving game. Catching footballs down the sideline, you know, turning it upfield on the sideline on these wheel routes and stuff. He's just going to be, it's as advertised, I think, in terms of him being an all-around weapon this year.
Get ready. Get ready. The Dylan Edwards train is coming. Also still leading the Madden League in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns.
Love to hear it. Charlie Offerdahl continues to ball out and just break through the second level and into the open field.
Yep. I have one.
Go ahead.
JB back at edge.
JB made some noise on Saturday, man.
Did you see him coming off? That's what I said from day one when we saw JB at Jackson State. I was like, oh, I like his first step.
Mm-hmm.
And then we obviously had a need at inside linebacker.
Yeah.
Tried to see if it worked there. It didn't. Now he's getting back on the edge, at least in the plays that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks so much more comfortable, so much more natural.
Called out Khalil at the end of practice for a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Kind of a tied one. Khalil locked him up a few times, but then JB had a nice inside spin move to win one rep too.
So. Yeah, everyone loves JB, dude.
Yeah, he's awesome. And then the only other real takeaway I have from the scrimmage was Coach Prime singling out LeJonte, DJ McKinney, and Preston Hodge at the beginning of practice, and just how these guys have come in and really embraced the culture. Reinforce the culture and emerge as leaders for this football team. I don't think it can be understated just how those new guys have been able to come in and make an immediate impact like that.
Yeah.
So that's the scrimmage. Next time they...
You can star Gnome X.
That's the scrimmage. Let's hit Juju Lewis. You tell me. So, Rivals camp was in Atlanta this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Lewis from Georgia. Georgia involved in his recruitment. A lot of SEC schools involved in his recruitment. Of course, committed to USC, though. But wearing a Colorado towel.
Yeah.
What's your read?
You giving me the something or nothing?
Yeah.
Something. Absolutely something. And then in the interview afterwards, he said, I love Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And... he was asked something along the lines of like...
So the reporter asked him, you know, you've been out to Colorado a lot. You know, where are they at with all these other SEC schools? You know, you're obviously committed to USC. You know, do you kind of just group them all together? And he goes, yeah, but, you know, Colorado, they talk a lot. And I like that.
Yep. Essentially, they're always in his ear, letting him know they want him. Letting him know they love him. He was kind of asked, like, are you putting Colorado on the same level as the other ones? And he basically said, no. No, I'm not putting Colorado in the mix with everyone else. Like, he's given this a long, hard thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand, you know, why obviously he would be interested in Colorado, but also why he would, you know, want to go to USC and play with Lincoln Riley. I just think that the momentum is on Colorado's side here.
Yes.
USC has been in his mind for a long time. He's been committed there for a long time. But I think being around Shador and being around the Sanders family and kind of seeing the vibe that he would get if he came to Colorado and was the heir to the throne is really exciting for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like being out here for the spring game and just seeing the atmosphere, especially after being at USC's spring game, which for all I could tell was closed to the public, looked like CSU's spring game, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
He's going to just notice there's a little something different in the air here.
Yes. I don't understand how recruits go to USC anymore at this point. No one goes to their games. Like, yeah, you're one of the most like well-known brands in the country, but like, where's the like love? Like, when you come to Colorado, you feel it. You see it on social. You'll see it at Folsom Field. Are you just playing for like alumni support if you go to USC? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I think Lincoln Riley makes a big difference at this point, especially for offensive players.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then the last thing really to hit on, new rules have been approved. We are now officially getting a 2-minute warning at the end of halves, and coach-to-player communication has been confirmed.
Let's go. I was actually listening to Spaces last night.
Mm-hmm.
Shador was talking about this. Shador and Shiloh were talking about it. Shiloh said he actually hates it. He's like, there's already too much going on. Then I've got like noise in my ears.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's trying to talk to me and they're trying to talk to me. And but then Shador said he likes it. He's like, I like it. He's like, by week five, at least, everyone's already stealing all your signals.
Yep.
So they won't be able to do that anymore. I just think it's an adjustment period. I think if Shiloh ends up getting the green dot, he'll, you know, he'll get used to it. It's like the first time, honestly, I don't know. Have you ever been on like traditional TV?
Like actually on?
Yeah.
Not like doing, well, or, yeah, I guess I was.
Okay. Did they give you the earpiece?
Yes.
So it's the first time I did that, where they have an earpiece and you can hear the producer talking. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to stay focused at first. And then obviously, you know, the pros get used to it. So we'll see what happens there and where they want to go with it on defense. But this is a huge advantage, in my opinion, for Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that with the pro style approach that they have to the way they run things, Pat Shurmur is going to know exactly how he wants to use this. And remember, now you can talk to your quarterback. I don't know if they've did they announce when the cutoff was on the play clock?
I'd imagine, what is it, 15, 20 seconds?
Yeah, it's 15 in the NFL. So
I can try and find if they have an official.
The reason I bring that up is because, like, Shador doesn't need help with reading the defense. But you can really, as an offensive coordinator, just give a quick couple bullet points that you want to remember, even if it's just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, hey, check the seam to see if the safety comes down. If he comes down, then we've got a touchdown.
15 seconds.
Okay, so it's going to cut off at 15 seconds. So you call the play, and then you just give him one or two quick things that you want to make sure.
Yeah.
And Shador's ability to process information and see that stuff is going to give him a huge advantage. So I'm really excited because I think, well, there's two ways of looking at this. One is teams who have a good quarterback who doesn't read the field well are really, really happy this. But I also think teams that have really high football IQ quarterbacks are also going to be able to take advantage of this.
I think this is a win all around. I don't know. If you're complaining about this, then I don't know what else is going to make you happy when it comes to this sport.
Also, just because it's been brought up now a few times in the comments, people are saying Lincoln Riley's on the hot seat in LA.
Doubt that.
I'll just say this. I could imagine if things are a disaster year one in the Big Ten, they might want to go a different direction.
Maybe.
He hasn't done anything yet. So if they're trending backwards, that's not great.
Yeah. It is first year without Caleb, though. I don't know. I guess I'm willing to give a little bit of a pass to let him figure it out post-Caleb.
Yeah. I also love having a two-minute warning.
I mean, it makes the games longer. I'm not going to complain. More football's good in my book.
I just think it's more comebacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most exciting part of it, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's all I got for today.
All right.
That was a beast of a show.
It was. Let's hear from the people.
What do you guys got? Karoom with the $1 super chat. Thank you, man. Does he have a comment at all? He's got two $1 super chats.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no text with him.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Well, thanks, man.
If you did have a comment, leave it again, and we'll get to it.
Yep. Marlene, will Rafi be at the spring game?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Expectations for Ralphie in 2024.
Better.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't heard any Ralphie portal news.
Yeah, for real. She's locked in?
I guess so. Top three spots we need. Linebacker, running back.
Where you at with tight end these days?
I would still like a true number one tight end.
Okay. Mr. Hillsman again. Shout out to you, man. He says shout out to all the DMVR folks behind the scenes again.
Best appreciate comment.
Appreciate that campaign, man.
Absolutely.
Sparky Buff, speaking of running backs, who's the projected number one starter at that position? Right now it's Dylan Edwards.
Yep.
Dylan Edwards with looks like Charlie, then Micah is what the current rotation would look like. Savion, little MIA right now, a little banged up, but yeah. He's definitely going to factor in, and then we'll see if Dallin Hayden or any of these other guys commit.
All right, next one. Nicole says, do these kids get financial advisors with their NIL deals? Case by case.
I mean, yeah, it's... I know Colorado's trying to at least help these kids out when it comes to some of that stuff. I don't know if I can say that for every single FBS school.
No, and it's just so messy. Mm-hmm. The whole situation is so messy. I said this example the other day, but I'll say it again for anyone who missed it. There was a kid who was getting 30K from one school,
mm-hmm.
Got offered 50K from another school. This is a lower level, in California.
Yes, yep.
Transferred. And then found out that after his taxes in California, he made less than if he would have just stayed at the other school. And it's like, no one's telling these guys this stuff.
Yeah.
Especially at the lower levels. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done to make sure that we're putting these kids in the best position.
Definitely. We were not at the scrimmage, I swear, TV.
No, Max said, I heard RK and T-Cal paid some Madden. Yeah, he got me.
Really?
Yep, he got me. I'm not gonna make excuses. He got me. I will say, I was winning the second. So he beat me the first game. I came back and like made it a 7-point game, but he was winning the whole time. Second game, I had the lead most of the game and just needed one first down to ice it.
Yeah.
And threw to, what is it? Kevontae Turpin.
Yes. Yes.
For the Cowboys. And as he was fighting to get the first down that would have iced the game, he fumbled the ball.
Mm.
And then he went down and scored for the win. So the second game was a really close game that I was failed by my players. But it was fun.
Wow.
He can play for sure. He's a very good Madden player.
Let's go. Y'all need to stream it, bro.
That's what I said. I told him, I said, next time we play, we're going to stream it and talk some buffs.
There you go. That sounds dope. Baked ZD, did y'all see the video with Ryan Garcia? He said he's pulling up to the spring game.
Jake didn't know who that was.
Yeah. Sorry.
Only reason I was surprised because I'm not a huge boxing fan. I'm more of a UFC fan.
Yeah.
It was just that he was all over the timeline because he had literally fought the night before and won.
Didn't see it too much.
Maybe. I saw it everywhere. Like, all of the players were talking about it.
No. I haven't paid a lot of attention to boxing at all recently because it's become a big show, pretty much.
What's wrong with a big show?
I mean, it's fine, but, like, I don't know if the competition is genuine a lot of the time.
For me, the whole Jake Paul thing is just the worst thing ever. Or yes. Logan Paul, I don't even know which one it is. Or both? I don't know.
Both.
I got the first like true combat sport that I got into was UFC.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's hard to go the other way.
It really is. I think
it's hard to go from UFC back to boxing.
Yes. Because
UFC is so electric and yes. so power-packed. And like the punches just are louder. And like, I don't know. So I feel like that makes it tougher for me. I'll watch a good boxing match. I'll watch the top of any sport.
Yeah.
And enjoy it. But I think it's hard to go from being a... I think it's easier to go from being a boxing fan to a UFC fan than it is to go from a UFC fan to a boxing fan.
I was participating in combat sports this weekend.
What's that?
Me versus Elden Ring.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you versus like... the haters on Twitter.
Nope. I've done well. That's all I'll say.
You've done well in your personal growth?
If that's what you want to call it. I'm just, I'm kind of like what you said about Coach Prime. I think that there's a time and a place for this all to happen. And it's in the not too distant future.
Okay. I like it.
When do you think they'll bring out the iPads? It's happening week one, first series, first snap.
That's the one also where I think Shador will have so much. He'll just love being able to go back, go right to the iPad, look at what was out there, look at what the defense is giving, process that, and then bring it when he comes back out. Mm-hmm.
Arcan Jake, who from this weekend's visitor list do you see committing? I don't know. I don't even know who's all visiting yet in terms of transfers.
We'll talk about that at the end of the week.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of, from what I know, it's pretty much recruits. There's a handful of transfers, but I need to go back and gather all of them. Still, there's been a lot. Leets, will you guys be participating in the festivities this weekend? I think I need you to be a little more specific because there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, we'll be around for sure. Obviously, we have the tailgate on Saturday morning.
Right.
Can't wait to see everyone there. But, man, it's going to be one hell of a week. I'm sad that this happened. I'm also glad I didn't buy my Lil Wayne tickets because it's going head-to-head with the Nuggets game.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We have draft Thursday, draft Friday, pregame show Friday, spring game, tailgate, spring game, postgame show, Lil Wayne concert, Nuggets game Saturday, NFL draft Saturday too.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a lot. Jermaine, off topic. I'm loving those Broncos throwback jerseys. I used to have the orange jersey as a kid. The throwbacks are 12 out of 10 elite.
Yes. Unbelievable.
I'm completely unmoved by the new uniforms, though.
I think unmoved is a fair place to be.
I had a buddy text me here today. He was not happy, and I'm just like, I saw there's a picture going around on Twitter right now, too, of like putting them side by side, comparison between the old ones and the new ones. They really don't look that different to me.
I like
them. Yeah, I kind of like them more love because them. So many people are hating on them.
I don't love them. But I don't hate him. I'm certainly on the closer to like than hate side.
I agree. Don Peasy with the super chat. I feel like I wasn't warned about the early start. That's did we mention us. This Friday? I probably should have put a tweet out too. But
yeah, we were just so caught up in the interview with Chidoze, which was one of our best
for sure.
He was so good.
Yeah.
I said this to someone afterwards. He puts a lot of thought into everything that he says. Mm-hmm. And it really came through in that interview.
Yeah.
And I think that's like teach tape for anyone, any young players who are doing interviews.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch, you don't have to respond immediately to everything. You know what I mean? There's times where we asked him something and he sat and thought about it for a second. And sometimes when you're in that position, 1 second of thought feels like a minute and you don't want to leave dead air. So you just start talking. But every single time he spoke, he made sure that he was saying what he wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it just turned out to be fantastic. I don't know how many times we've said this when we had a guy on, but man, is he wise beyond his years.
Yeah, for sure. He was one of my favorite interviews we've had basically since we've been doing this show. He's just very mature, and I think he's the exact type of guy that Coach Prime is trying to target in the transfer portal. Yes. Just like knows what they want, knows what they have to do, know the work that they have to put in, and then they just got to take advantage of the opportunity here, really.
Also, that dude is just quite literally built different. Like,
yes.
When you see him walk in, you're just like, wow.
I know. For sure. 11 Nuggets fan says Ryan was alluding to us knowing when exactly Coach Prime would call out the haters, and it would be obvious. Are you referring to a transfer / recruit he might get?
We'll see.
Andre, guys, I want to know where I can watch the spring game in the Netherlands. Thank you. Oof.
I don't know the answer to that.
Fubo TV, maybe?
No, I don't think you can get that in the Netherlands. You could try, though. That would be the best attempt because you got to get Pac-12 Network. Otherwise, there are websites.
I was about to say something I should not say on this show. Andre, just DM me on Twitter at JakeDMVR. I'll help you out.
You're going to get so many DMs now.
Nope. I'm only responding to Andre Davis.
That's not going to happen.
Only responding to Andre Davis. The Brazil show. What station is the spring game on? Pac-12 Network.
Pac-12 Network. This will be our last ever experience with it, right?
We finally get to put the last like shovel full of dirt on the dead body and just like walk away from the grave. It's over.
Thank God. It's except for over. All the people who work there who are looking for jobs. I feel for you.
Yes, of course. That's always the tough part of this thing. But I have heard, I think a lot of them are going to be part of a Big 12-ish transition team.
Great.
So, Don Peasy says, DMVR buffs, YouTube, greater than everyone else. Thank you so much.
Appreciate man. You.
Oh, here's Karim's comment. He said, I seem to notice an increased focus on getting redshirt freshmen out of the portal, considering they still have 4 years of eligibility. Will they replace getting players straight out of high school? I mean,
the fact that players can walk in as a freshman, early enroll, and transfer out before they even make it to the first fall camp of their freshman year is, just so concerning to me. At a certain point, there's going to be teams that just say, we don't recruit high school players anymore.
Yes.
Like, Coach Prime is going to be on the forefront of this. And I bet you someone goes one step further than him and just says, like, why would I waste my time on high school kids? Mm-hmm. And I also think that you're going to see even less in-home visits and stuff like that. Like, think of all the time and resources that goes into courting one of these kids who then can show up on campus and leave, like, 4 weeks later.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm pro player when it comes to this stuff, but like with no repercussion.
Mm-hmm. This is something that needs to be fixed in the Super League, whatever the hell happens next.
Yeah. I mean, you could just have a bad practice, get yelled at by your coach, and enter the portal.
Yeah. Yeah. You can make a completely emotional decision that just like determines your future.
So again, I like this for the players. I think it's good. There needs to be some more regulation around it. But, man, I don't know how you could possibly put the resources into high school recruiting that you have been, knowing that there's once you get a guy's commitment, you still got to get their signature. And once you get their signature literally means nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. Wild.
And I don't know how to fix it, too, because I don't want to say, like, the players have to stay for two years or whatever. No,
exactly.
Like, I don't know what the fix is.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I felt like the one free transfer and then you could apply for a second one was better than what we have now.
Yes, yes.
Because you at least had to think, like, do I want to use my... Am I sure I want to use my one free transfer right now? But the NCAA didn't want to deal with the waivers.
Right.
Which is like why Tyler Brown didn't get it last year, because they were just like, we're not approving these anymore, so stop trying.
Heaven forbid the NCAA put in effort and work.
I know. Got to get rid of them.
Sean, what's up, man? I have people asking if more tailgate tickets will be made available, sold out online. Do you have an answer to this?
Don't tell anyone I said this.
Okay.
Just show up.
Yeah.
Just show up.
It is a free tailgate.
Seriously, though, don't tell anyone I said that.
Anthony with the super chat just saw Dominic canceled his visit. Speculation is the NIL bag, if true, onto the next. I'm not surprised just by looking at the teams he was going to visit. A lot of NIL big timers.
Yeah, and I mean, in the very first article about his transfer, it said he was seeking large NIL money.
Yep.
What time is the show tomorrow?
Back what time is the show? But normal time. We do have practice tomorrow. Unk's gonna. Last I heard, Unk is gonna make it down here.
I will not.
Yeah, you're gone. Wednesday, I think we're off, and then Thursday, probably later.
Yes. But exciting show.
Yes.
Then we have the pregame show on Friday.
Yes.
Or the DNVR pregame show, I should say, officially, and then a postgame show on Saturday. So that's why there's no show on Wednesday.
Yes. We might even go live from the tailgate again on Saturday morning.
That'd be fun. Just straight up from a phone.
That's what we did last year.
Yeah, that was fun.
People tuned in.
A lot of people hanging out with us. Yeah, I think we got like 15,000 views on that video. By the way, we were on a heater. Thank you guys so much for all the support recently. I love that everything's kind of kicked back in. obviously numbers dip in the off season, but last week was one of our biggest weeks ever on the show. Over 170,000 views on our content last week, which is
That's just insane.
So thank you guys so much for just all of your support through all of this and for being with us each day and making the show what it is.
Yeah, man. Watching this show just keep on going up has been really cool. So thank you guys.
Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs. Commitment's coming soon.
All right.
Fingers crossed. We all silly like the mayor.